Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Community Conversations, playing as the morning show on KRFY. I'm one of the co-hosts, Phil Huff, and I'm joined again by Julie Calamine. Good to see you, Julie.
Yes, it's good to see you, even via Zoom, Phil. It's been a couple of weeks and I've missed your happy face. How are you doing?
Let's see, it's Thursday, so I'm doing an interview to be played on Tuesday, and that's the way the weeks go. But no, we just celebrated my mom's birthday this last weekend. I will spare her the angst of the details as to how many, but it's getting up there. The candles barely fit on the cake.
Nice. That's very nice. Well, your mom had her birthday and I had my 33rd wedding anniversary yesterday. And the high point, Phil, was that we went on a nice hike. I won't tell you where because it's getting to be hunting season. And we saw a lovely mama moose with twin babies. What a nice present for our anniversary.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes.
It's all about ungulates. And we're going to kind of morph into more about ungulates. Julie, why don't you introduce our guests and topic?
I'd be happy to do that. So we're lucky today to be joined by two folks that are going to talk to us about a term that listeners may not know of. It's called Deervember. And we're joined by Corey Donenfeld, who's the owner of one of two owners of Northwest Auto Body. Hello, Corey.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Happy to have you. And he is joined by Debbie Love. And Debbie, you are the executive director of the Bonner Community Food Bank. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, and you're also in the county, so I guess we could say Bonner County Community
Food Bank. That's a mouthful, purposely so.
That's for sure. So we'll start with you, Debbie. Debbie, of course, you are no stranger to the KRFY morning show, but do take a minute and tell us about yourself and the work that you do at the Community Food Bank.
Oh, sure. Thank you. So I've been the director now with the food bank for 6 years, and we provide mostly food. We are now the distribution center for Coats for Kids until they can open up after COVID settles down a little bit. But I must say the last 2 years have been the most challenging for all of us. Every day there seems to be something, but we're able to tackle it. We've had a great group of staff and volunteers, a small group, who have been adaptable and able and committed to getting through what we're going through currently, actually. Our food bank serves all of Bonner County through two locations. We have our Sandpoint location, and then we also have a location in Priest River. So, thank you.
Okay, and what about you? You've lived in the community a long time, and have you always been with the food bank? You've done other things, but you've been with the food bank for some time.
I have. I've been with the food bank for 6 years, and then I did work for Girl Scouts for quite some time, and then the Pondere Arts Council as well. And my predecessor, Alice Wallace, when she was ready to retire, she recruited me over to take the helm over here. So it's been a good fit ever since. So.
It's gone by quickly. It just seems like yesterday that Alice was here.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you, Debbie. And Corey, I know a little bit about you because, Phil, does it always come back to pickleball? I guess it does, because I do know Corey's dad, Mel, from pickleball, but you and your brother have taken over the family business. Mel has retired and the business is Northwest Auto Body, and you guys run it and it has a long history in the area. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the business.
Yeah, absolutely. So my brother and I are co-owners, and we've owned the business for 6 years now, but we were born and raised here, and we love this community. Our fathers have really taught us customer service and quality work is number one. So the business, he started the business 46 years ago, and we have two locations. We have one in Pondere, and we have one in Sandpoint. Family owned and operated, and things are going great right now. Of course, we're on today to talk about Deervember, and with that is I want to make awareness of how many deer are out on the roads and moving around right now. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah, very good. So this is a philanthropic venture that you do with the food bank, but that's not the only one that you do, because you're also involved in the high school auto body program, and you also underwrite with us here at KRFY, for which we thank you. And of course, Dear Vember is this morning's focus, but do you want to take a moment and talk about the school auto body? Or it'd be nice, we've got time. Just yeah. a quick, yeah.
Sure. So with that is, every year we take on a student, sometimes two, that comes over from the high school. And with that is they come over and they have the ability to work directly with us and learn a little bit of the trade. With that is it gives them the foot in the door to make the decision of, you know, auto body is the direction that they want to go. Well, 20 years ago, or my tow truck driver has been with us for 20 years. He started through the same program. It was called something different at the time, but it gave him the inspiration that he wanted to follow in this line of work. And so with that, he's been our tow truck driver for 20 years. So we are a big advocate in helping the kids. And I know that the high school programs, they have so many amazing programs, but some of them that they're starting to lose is the shop programs, and I believe even some of the woodworking. So it gives these kids the opportunity to still be able to experience that.
It's really great to see businesses and schools integrated so well in a community like ours. It's one of the benefits of having a small community that these things can happen. And Northwest Auto Body's been so engaged with that. It's just thank you. And you know, on behalf of the station too, we'd like to thank you for being an underwriter. Again, community radio is supported broadly by the community at large, but we do want to talk about Dear Vember. And although it's been a couple of years now, I think there's a lot of people new to the area who are going, what the heck, did we miss a month? What's Dear Vember all about?
Yes. And so what it's all about is to raise awareness. What it really is to keep people safe out there on the roads. But there's also a great thing that we're doing behind it. So what we're doing is we are donating $50 to the food bank for every animal accident that we repair in the month of November. So we came up with our own word, Dear Vember. And so it is the deer hits in November. And so with that is we donate to the food bank here. Also, if for some reason somebody's outside of the area, such as Montana, Bonners, things like that, we have donated to those food banks as well. And so it is the closest to where the people live is the food banks that we are donating to. Of course, majority of them are here in Bonner County. Last year, we donated $1,500 to the food bank, and Washington Trust Bank also donated $750 to help us with that. So that's a grand total of $2,250. So, and it's just at the right time. It's the time that there's a lot of Christmas going on, you know, Hanukkah, a lot of different holidays that are going on. And it's a great time to be able to help the food bank, help the community. It makes everybody have a great holiday out there. And it makes me feel good to help our community.
And, you know, I think it's sometimes really interesting to hear about how that money is spent, because in the hands of the food bank, that money can go farther than, say, an individual walking into a grocery store. Is that right, Debbie?
Yes, that's correct. So because we're buying in bulk, we have buying power and relationships with all of our grocery stores and then distributors outside of the state as well, who will give us a deeper discount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And Corey, I'm interested in how you decided on who should be the recipient of the $50 for the, you know, for Dear Vember, because of course you've donated to a number of philanthropic in a number of philanthropic ways, but you obviously cared about the food bank, right?
Oh, absolutely. So we've donated to the food bank prior to this. And Debbie just does such an amazing job. The first time we donated, she was so willing to like show us around. We even got put to work a little bit back there helping serve some food. And just it kind of showed me the culture of what she does and how she's done it. And it was just inspirational. So when it came to this, Dear Vember, it was kind of a no-brainer. This is who we want to help, especially within the community. You could see how many people that was going through the food bank that really appreciated it and how far that really went. It really kind of touched my heart a little bit.
So how did you get Washington Mutual involved?
Yes. And so that is our banker that, you know, has our bank. And Eric, that is the owner here in Sandpoint, he is also a friend. So with that is we were, you know, mentioning it to him. We wanted to see if he might want to, you know, go in on it. And he jumped right to the occasion. He wanted to donate. He's kind of the same kind of a business outlook as my brother and I. Just we're all about helping the community. Sometimes it's hard when you're as busy as we are. So when you're able to like give something back and also be able to tell people about it and get a just a little bit knowing of how important it is at the time of what it is means a lot. So when I was talking to Eric from Washington Trust Bank, he was so inspired about it. He was completely all about it. The first time we gave the check to, which was last year, first time he did, was he was there during the check signing and everything, and he was completely all about it. And so I'm sure he'll be in this year as well. I haven't actually spoke out to him this year, but he's just an amazing guy that does a lot in this community.
It's testimony to how one really good idea can start things rolling and just gather more and more. And I'm wondering, Debbie, do you know if this program has inspired other contributors or supporters?
Absolutely. And first, just when Northwest Auto Body, when Eric and Corey both called, said, hey, we have this great idea. We want to do this. I thought, I don't know if I should be excited or sad if people are going to be hitting deers and we benefit from this. But it was such an innovative idea. And also, and then like you, Phil, you mentioned, having small businesses like Eric and Corey's Northwest Auto Body is just so enriching for our community. The benefit of having a small business helping a local nonprofit. We've been operating for 41 years now, and having neighbors helping neighbors, just it means so much to be able to be a part of this and the idea. But just to name a few, Trinity came out with, they held a food drive, and anyone that brought any a monetary or an in-kind donation, they would get a free dessert. Sharon's Hallmark, also in town, she did a bag where anything you put in the bag, she'd give a discount and that percentage would go to the food bank. So yeah, this is really spiraled and people are climbing on and doing the same thing. So it's really been neat.
That is very neat. So that's really exciting, actually. So in my mind, as you're talking, I'm like, because you started by saying, I mean, it's sad when there are animal collisions, and I'm imagining people like, wow, $50 for the food bank.
Yeah, it does create this. It could create that unfortunate incentive, but you know, sometimes a studier of details. So it's not just deer. If someone hits a moose, you also make a contribution. Is it twice as large because the moose is twice as large?
No, it's just $50 for every animal accident that we repair. But those are some really good points. So a funny story that happened is last year, a lady came in with the deer. And she said, hey, I'd also like to donate the deer. I said, whoa, I don't think the food banks would take the deer. But it was a really funny story. And but it really is. I want to make sure that people understand that it's also the awareness of driving safe, being prepared in the event that a deer accident happens. And then the month of November is the most deer accidents happen in this area. And I really want to portray it of slow down, be safe, be prepared, have your flashlights, have a couple blankets ready to go, because sometimes your coolant will get punctured. You cannot keep that motor running or you'll seize the motor. So being prepared is also very, very, very important, especially this time at this time.
Yeah. Well, Corey, why do you think November is so bad? Is it because people are out hunting and moving animals? What is the reason?
You know, I think it's multiple things. I think the hunters are definitely pushing them down, but it also has a lot to do with just the cold change from one environment to the other. Also, sometimes they're looking for food. So up high, the food source may be not as good as down low where it's kind of warmer and the grass is still green and growing. There's multiple things that cause it, but I think the hunters are kind of pushing them down, but that's been happening for years. And it's just that during this time, I want to bring awareness to it.
We're also about to change times here, and that's going to advance darkness quite significantly. So all of a sudden there's a shift in the hours that people might've been driving home or driving from school to home or work to home are suddenly going to be dark, and it takes people time to adjust.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so true. Well, Corey, these are, animal and car collisions are very expensive and very dangerous. Do you want to talk more about that? More reasons why people might want to be very careful this month?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, most people have insurance and things like that. But some of the things that they don't realize is that when you hit a deer, it goes under comprehensive. So it goes under a different collision claim. And with that is sometimes you have a different deductible. But the biggest thing is we want to talk about when you're actually in that accident of being prepared and how to get to the next step. So a lot of times when you hit an animal, you don't know what to do. Do you keep driving? Do you stop? Do you panic? Do you, what do you do? So my advice would be to pull off the side of the road into a safe spot. And then you want to make sure that there's no cars around. Turn the motor off because you want to make sure there's no leaking fluids. Make sure you're okay, because that's always number one. If you're hurt in any which way, call the police right away so an ambulance can come out or whatever needs to happen. If for some reason it was just a small deer accident, at that point, I would suggest walking around the vehicle and assessing the vehicle, see if there's any leaking fluids. See if your headlights are still working properly. See if there's any metal fenders or any objects that are in the tire going to cut the tire. And then you have to kind of evaluate, can you drive it or can you not? If it's drivable, then that's great. If it's not, then we have a 24-hour tow company that can come pick the vehicle up. And it's important to just assess everything that's going on and not get too worried and panicked about it. Sometimes you want to call the police regardless, just for a police report. If it's $1,500 or less, it's not required, but sometimes it's still a good idea. Most important is just make sure you're safe. That is really what's truly important. You're welcome to call anytime. We can run you through what needs to happen. And also making sure that you're warm, bundled up, flashlights, put your hazards on. All those different things will keep you safe out there on that road.
Now, a couple of questions about the deer end of the business. Although the food bank may not be able to process the meat, Idaho has, in the fairly recent years, passed laws that allow individuals to salvage roadkill. So I know that may or may not be your area of expertise, but can you tell us a little bit about how someone goes about doing that properly and reporting, I assume, in some form to the Idaho Department of Fish and Game?
Yeah, and I'm far from the expert on that, but I do know that if you hit a deer and you can grab it off the side of the road, obviously make sure that it is dead. I have seen before that they can wake up. I suggest, touching the eyeball. That's your clear indication whether it's alive or not. After that, yes, you can grab the animal. You do need to get a tag at that point. You can go home. I think it's about 24 hours that you have to get that tag. And then I don't know all the details, but I do know that, this roadkill or the side of the road is definitely good to go, which is great because then you can process all that meat and it doesn't go to waste. As far as who would take in things like that, I don't know that answer.
Yeah, that's okay. But, there are actually a few, I have another reason why it might be a good idea to pick up that roadkill, because often the bald eagles will want to congregate when there's roadkill, and that's not a safe place for eagles. So, our wildlife, we might think it's good, but it's not the greatest to have those animals not living on the right of way of the highways. Now, Debbie, I want to ask you, does the food bank accept wild game?
We do. In fact, we get calls several times through Idaho Fish and Game, and they will pick them up and take them to Woods Meats and then process them. And then the food bank will usually pay for that processing. Woods has a program where they process $1 per pound for us, which is really inexpensive. And many people love wild game. So
it's that's great. Yeah.
In fact, over the summer, we got a moose, and it was over 800 pounds of meat that we were able to give away. So,
wow.
Amazing.
I don't suppose it works for hitting turkeys on the road right around November.
We could use that. No, no.
All right. Well, I'm going to move in just for a minute to personal stories about these kind of things. And I'm going to start with an anecdote. And I hope Don Childress is not bothered when I share this story. But that poor guy had a turkey fly into his dining room window 2 days ago and flew right into his house. And unfortunately, it was not mortally wounded and it wandered all over his house. And you can imagine what happens when a turkey wanders all over your house inside before you get it. So in that case, I think we might have preferred for that turkey to die. But additionally, I want to ask y'all, have you ever had a collision with an animal? We've had a couple, and it's really unsettling. You feel terrible about the animal. You don't know what to do. Sometimes they haven't died. It's really not good. So it's a great reason to be careful. How about you, Phil? Have you ever had a collision with a deer or a...
I have, and it's somewhat traumatic. Fortunately, I was able to drive away. The deer was not, but we did manage to get him off the road, well off the road.
Yeah.
And he did some damage to the car, and this was about 6 years ago, and I believe we took it to Northwest Auto Body, and they did a fabulous job on it. So there you have it.
Really want to avoid it. It's not a fun experience. It's sad for everyone.
Yeah, it is sad. And on another occasion, my wife, well, I would say she ran into a deer, but actually the deer ran into her car and just bounced off the side, and all that was left was a little tuft of fur. And so there was no damage other than the deer was probably pretty startled, and I know she was pretty startled. So it's, even when everyone walks away okay, it still can be unnerving, unsettling.
Yeah, it's no fun.
We all know those areas that seem to have the deer traffic, especially if you live out of town. And so, you know, my hope is that we just slow down a little bit.
Slow down.
Be a little cautious. You know, take your time in those areas.
Yeah, there's some hot spots for sure. And that it helps to have that local knowledge. We're seeing so many people move into the area who are new, who may not be used to driving in the country, much less any of the local hot spots around here. Are we seeing an uptick in animal collisions as a result?
I would say no more than normal, but I would say that the speed that everybody is traveling has definitely gone up between just the highway speeds going up. And I've seen a lot of deer that, you know, one car hits it, it bounces off and hits another car or lands in the road and a few cars run over the deer. So I've seen multiple cars get damaged from one deer. But the speed is what really concerns me because I'm in the collision repair and a light hit to a deer isn't, you know, that dangerous. But as you get going up to 65, 70 miles an hour, that deer can enter into the vehicle through the windshield pretty easy. So I just want everybody to be safe out there.
Yeah, that could be lethal. So I'm hearing this number of times from you during the interview. It's November. Slow down.
That's what
you're saying. Yeah.
Slow down as dusk comes on. Make sure you turn your lights on.
Yeah. Well, Phil, what have we missed? And Debbie and Corey, what else do we need to ask you about? Any upcoming events for the food bank? Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little more because November is a season when a lot of folks do sometimes for the only time of the year start to pay attention to feeding the hungry. But November does pose some unique opportunities as well as challenges for the food bank. Is that right, Debbie?
That is, yes. This year with supply chain slowing down, we actually, our turkey distributor is unable to fulfill our orders this year. So we're making little orders, quantities at every grocery store in the area to fulfill that need. And we have about 800 families that will serve through Sandpoint and our Priest River location this year. Yeah.
And so the Thanksgiving event is a big one. And tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, this year it's going to look a little different because of we do not have the human resource to help us. Our volunteer numbers have dropped again as we see COVID cases rise in the area, which is understandable. So we used to do it in a two-day event where we'd hand out turkeys and the sides. But this year it's going to be just during normal shopping hours the week before, and we'll give a turkey and the sides. And Lighthouse has generally donated some bags that we can use. And then with the funds from Northwest Auto Body, that'll help us, especially buying those turkeys, because we do not get that wholesale cost this year. So we will be paying the store costs for that.
Sure. And then I suppose Christmas is your next big event for sort of unusual giving.
It is. We'll give out hams, but also the Lions Club. We help support Lions Club to do the Christmas basket. So we work with them. So they handle Christmas, essentially. So we get through Thanksgiving, and then they'll work on the holiday Christmas part of that. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's another example of the great opportunities for partnership on the needs that our community has and how groups can work together. And just a fabulous opportunity there.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
Debbie, you are so amazing. It's the things you do, you know, I need to come donate some time myself, you know, but it's just amazing what you can do and what you do.
Corey, yes, thank you. And I'd really like to thank Northwest Auto Body. I mean, it is such a great, in fact, I'll disclose this. Another local auto body shop asked if there were any other ideas that we can come up for them. So thank you
dear, guys for your support. Dear February, dear we'll have to work on that one a little bit. But so Debbie, are you in need of volunteers? And if so, how do people get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You could stop by the food bank. We're located at 1707 Culver's Drive in Sandpoint off of Boyer. Also, you could call us at 208-263-3663. And we'll you can just stop in any time and we'll take you, to be honest. So, yeah.
Always work to be done. I think that about wraps up our show for today. And for our listeners, thank you for tuning in once again and sharing part of your Tuesday morning with Julie and myself on Community Conversations. And if you missed any or all of today's interview, you can listen to it as a podcast at krfy.org. We've had the pleasure today to be talking about Dear Vember, a cooperative arrangement between Northwest Auto Body and the Bonner County Community Food Bank. Corey Donenfeld, owner of Northwest Auto Body, and Debbie Love, executive director of the food bank, have been our guests, and we've listened to how best to connect with both of them. So again, go back and review the podcast if you want to take further notes on how to engage with this program, Dear Vember.